Hell yeah, we got the raindrop ambience in the background.
Oh, yeah, picking it all up, dude.
You getting that too?
Hell yeah.
Badass,
we're gonna call this the Raincast.
Hell yeah.
We got our own clica, strong clica. Can you respect?
I'm recording this too, man. Yeah. We're gonna have some fun in this shit.
Oh, yeah. We're in Long Beach and it's fucking raining.
There's a backstage.
Oh, shit. It's coming.
It's our fucking luck, man.
That was funny. That was funny. First time for everything. It's all good.
All right, dude. We gotta get a picture too, man.
I'm leaving that door open.
I close it. Oh, no shit. You wanna go close it, dude?
Right,
don't worry about it.
Where?
The door's still open.
Oh, shit.
Welcome to the Aklika Podcast.
Welcome, everybody.
I'm Rick. This is Bago. And introduce yourself.
Hey, this is Mega Ran. What's going on,
Mega
everybody?
Mega Ran. You have a Guinness Book of World Records.
I do.
What is it for?
For video game soundtrack remixes.
Wow.
So I take songs that I like from games, remix them, flip them into beats, rhyme over them, usually about the game or just about whatever.
Nice.
And they hit me up, the Guinness people, earlier this year and was like, could you tell us about how many songs you have about Mega Man? Because you really like Mega Man.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well... And I went and counted, and I had like 130.
Oh, damn.
And they're like, well, that's definitely a record, like by a long shot. So we want to give you a record and have you come into the office.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, that's dope. And the office is in London. So I was like, well, all right. Well, I got to work my way and figure out how to get there. So they took care of that. Got to go out to London. We made a UK tour out of it. So I was there for 2.5 weeks. And went to the office. We did some a photo shoot. So the book is out now, the 2019 Guinness book is out. You can get it on like Amazon and stuff. It's got like my picture in it.
Wow.
Like it was really dope.
Bad.
That day we did a live Facebook thing from the office. Like they did a Facebook live performance and it was really dope, man. I appreciate them giving that kind of lookout to, you do like something small as an indie and you don't really expect it to reach that kind of level. You know?
Yeah, man. Yeah,
so that was awesome.
My question is, how did they find you? Like, how does that come
about? I have no idea, dude. I think somebody must have been a fan because I feel like otherwise I would have had to contact them about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so somebody that worked there must have been a fan who's been like, okay, well, maybe I can work this in somewhere.
Like, thank you, whoever you are.
Yeah, man. Absolutely.
Shout out to that person.
Shout out, man.
If you walk into that office, probably the guy wearing the Mega Man shirt.
Probably. Yeah, they do a gamers edition of the Guinness World Records book. And so they obviously got some gamers there on staff. So I think that one of them must have heard me and been listening for a while and was like, yo, I think he's close to a record or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty dope, man. Because even when I have friends who are like, yo, I think I got a Guinness record for freestyling, or mm-hmm. I got a Guinness record for most songs every day, or whatever.
Mm.
When I've emailed them, they were like, oh, well, you got to submit for your record.
Yeah.
Like, we don't come and, like, find you. You have to tell us about it. And I didn't have to tell them.
They just came to you.
They came to me, which was like, wow, that must have somebody on the inside looking out, which was dope.
Yeah, man.
I appreciate that.
That's so awesome, man. How did you come up with your name?
Well, I like Mega Man. My original name was Random.
Mm-hmm.
Random was named for a comic book character. I used to read X-Men, X-Force, X-Factor, all that stuff, all the Marvel joints. And X-Factor had a character one day that popped up called Random.
Mm-hmm.
And he's this big dude, and he was able to transform into anything. Like, he could transform into a car if he needed to be a car, or a gun, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, man, that's what I want to be as a rapper. I want to be able to transform for the situation. Like, all right, you need something. Something serious, I can do that. Something fun, I can do that, you know? So that was my goal. And so I was like, Random is a good name for that.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, Random, I realized, was a hard name for people to find me.
Yes.
Yeah,
like,
lot.
You just type in the word Random, it's like, come on. How you gonna find a rapper named Randall? So it'd be like calling yourself Joe or something. You know, Joe Smith. You know what I mean? So
actually, I know a guy named Randall, a rapper too.
See,
really? That's his, and a tagger.
See, yeah. And that's, I remember when I used to, when I did it, people were like, "Yo, you tag, bro?" Like, and I was like, "Well, I don't, but like, I wish I could." Like, yo, I've seen Random tagged up. Like, I've heard a lot of people say that. Mm-hmm. So I was like, "Well, all right, I'm gonna have to change my name because there's too many people with this name." And even now, like Spotify, there's one Random, two Random, a band named Random, another dude named Random. So, so much stuff that I had to separate myself. So I started calling myself Mega Ram. And so now that was the only way to separate it, just so it'd be easy to Google.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something, the thing that people don't think about when they're creating something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, you gotta be able to come up with a name that's not gonna be confused with somebody else.
Yeah, yeah. That stood out. I was like, Mega Ran. I'm like, why did he call? Nah. I saw your picture though with a Mega Man.
Yeah. So then you're like, okay, I get it. So I just shortened Random to Ran. And then I like Mega Man, so I put Mega on the front.
That
was it. Yeah, Mega Ram.
That makes sense, man. Yeah, big time. That's actually pretty. That does set you apart, though, man.
Thank you.
You got what, 50,000 followers on Instagram?
No.
What do you got, man?
I'm at like 13,000
on Instagram. Nah, you got more than that.
No, it's not that crazy, I don't think. My Twitter is pretty cool. My Twitter's kind of popping, but I just got into Instagram. But I tweet heavy all the time.
Nice.
So at Mega Ram. People think it looks like Meg Ryan. Because it's like capital M and capital R.
They can't confuse you, man.
Every day, somebody be like, I thought that tweet said it was from Meg Ryan. And they're like, no, it's Mega Ran. Like, it's funny now. So we even made a shirt that says Meg Ryan, but it's in the Mega Ran font.
You should put, like, you know how to put the real?
The real Mega Ran. I was like, come on, Meg Ryan ain't got bars like this.
Yeah, can she flow?
I don't think
we gotta find out, man.
I mean, she's a great actor, so maybe as an actor, she might have some bars. Yeah,
call her up.
Never. Yo, you're listening, that would be the illest collab. If anybody out there knows, man, I need to get her on a track.
Hook it up, man.
Yo, we'll Meg Ryan featuring Meg Ryan. That'll blow the internet's mind. They're like, wait, what the what?
Dude, what's the last movie she ever came out in?
Dude, I don't know.
I can't think of anything.
If I had my phone, I would Google it. I don't.
I remember the one where she was like the helicopter pilot and her crew went down.
Oh, yeah. Dang, I don't remember the name of that.
Movie. Yeah, that was a long
But yeah, she was in some older joints.
That's the last thing I remember.
She did Harry Met Sally.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Was it that one?
I'll have what she's having.
You Got Mail? Is it?
You Got Mail with Tom Hanks.
Yeah, Tom Hanks. That's right.
Yep.
Yeah, that
one too. So I think it is about time for her to flow, man.
Yeah.
Yo.
That's the next progression.
This is the next stage in her career.
Yeah. You got flows. You Got Mail.
You Got Flows. Yeah. I'll write her some bars. Like, yo, I would love to ghostwrite for Meg Ryan. That would be incredible.
Oh, man. Hey, hit her up, man. You never know, man.
I'm a tweeter. Hey, Meg, this is weird, but... You ever think about rapping? Because I got some bars for you.
Yeah, we got
you
Got
Flows, the first album, the debut.
And it should start out to in the beginning of the song, You Got Flows.
Oh, dude. There it is.
There it is.
Yo, that would work.
And the freaking dial-up. The dial-up starts up.
Like, Meg Ryan, have you ever thought about nerdcore?
Right. Yo. That would be crazy.
Oh, yeah, that would. Mm-hmm. You can make everything about it. Comic books.
Let's do it.
Video.
The Meg Ryan comic book.
Hey, we'll promote the shit out of it.
All right. Yeah, you got to promote it because it was born in this conversation.
Yep. There it is.
In this van.
Yep. Yeah.
Thanks in to the rain.
Oh, we didn't talk about that. We're in a van because we were outside and the weather was beautiful till like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, it just started pouring out of nowhere.
I felt one drop and was like, oh, it probably won't be that bad. Nope. And then God was like, oh, yeah. I think I brought the rain. Yep. I can't say I brought the rain because I live in Phoenix now and we don't get no rain. Yeah,
man.
We
got floods out there, man.
First, there's no water and then it's just too much water.
It's a big old out of nowhere.
Leave us alone.
That's crazy, man. Yeah. So how did you come to your style?
Well, I think musically, I grew up on the East Coast in Philly. Mm-hmm. So I always love East Coast rap. You know, Wu-Tang, Nas, you know, Biggie. So I've always been into that stuff. So it was always about like sharp flows and lyrics being on point and metaphors and things like that. So so that was a big part of my style. Like as far as beats, I started making beats on a PlayStation music generator.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
And I was trying to figure that out, and I used to sample because I worked at a GameStop, and the only CDs I could get were video game soundtracks. Mm-hmm. So I started sampling from like Final Fantasy, Mega Man.
Oh, wow.
That's how I got the ideas. And then people would like want to buy beats off me. And be like, yo, what do you work with? I'm like, you know, some programs, some things, different stuff.
That's crazy.
I didn't want to tell somebody I was from a PlayStation because they would try to hate on me.
Yeah.
So, but now, I mean, nobody cares, I don't think. Like, most producers are using FL, Fruity Loops, which is free software for a long time. Mm-hmm. And then cats are killing it on that.
Yeah.
So it's not about the hardware or the software. Now I learned that. It's about the ability. So.
Mm-hmm.
If you can make a banger on anything, they'll be like, oh, Casio keyboard?
Cool.
You know? So yeah, I was writing, and I just, my stuff is always really positive. I don't cuss in any of my music. Mm. So, like, I didn't think anybody would ever want to hear my stuff because it's positive, it's fun, it's funny. Mm-hmm. And people were like, oh, it's kind of like Fresh Prince. And I'm like, well, not really. I think it's a little edgier than Fresh Prince's music. I talk about some real stuff. But I just thought at the time, especially when I came up in Philly at that time, gangster rap was in. Mm-hmm. You know, that's all it was. It was just hardcore East Coast, like thug rap. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, nobody's ever going to want to hear this stuff. But they like my beats. So I kind of was like the Kanye, early Kanye story, where people like my beats, but I didn't think they would like my rhymes. Mm-hmm. So I would sell beats to people and work in the studio. And during downtime in the studio, I would record my own demo, me rapping. You know, and I was just kind of sneaking and doing it for my own self because I didn't think nobody wanted to hear it. And then one dude heard it, was like, yo, man, this is kind of dope. You're like, he said, you're like Kanye East. Yeah, he's like, you're Kanye East because you're the East Coast and you're doing this rhyming and making beats.
Mm-hmm.
And then slowly I kind of got out of making beats. Like, I just didn't have the time anymore because I was traveling a lot and doing shows, and I was teaching. I was a teacher during the day. So I didn't have much time to make beats. So I was just focusing hard on rhyming and rapping and writing and freestyling and all that other stuff. And then I had friends who made beats, and they were really good. So I was like, their beats are way better than mine, so I'm going to quit.
So pushing over.
Yeah, I haven't really made a beat in, like, probably 2 years now, but it was a big part of my beginning was learning how to the process, because a lot of dudes wouldn't give me beats because they're like, oh, you ain't going to be on no killing and no gangster shit, so you know, I don't know if I got no beats for you.
It's a different type of gangster shit here.
You know what I mean? So now, though, the game has changed, and it's like, because of guys like Kanye coming out being themselves, you know, back in that day, now dudes are, you know, it's okay to, you know, not be hard, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I think that's cool. I put out my music, and some people liked it, and so I started recording more, got with a small label in Philly, and they helped me put out my first release, The Call, in 2006, and then I started traveling after that. And just been kind of on ever since, just kind of figuring it out as I go. And then video game music was what came into, and that became like my niche, my brand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was like, well, I love games, I love rap. Nobody's really putting them together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I always was taught by like business people that I knew who started their own business. They're like, you have to fill a need that nobody else fills.
Yep.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Even if you're podcasting, you got to be able to fill a need in podcasting, which 10 other people don't do. And it's like, yo, a lot of people like games, a lot of people like hip-hop, but there's a lot of people putting them together? No. All right. So it kind of opened up a new cool lane for me. And that's, I made an album about Final Fantasy called Black Materia in 2012. And that one is like, that's what kind of blew me up. It was like really big on the internet. And that's when I quit my job.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, yo, this is crazy. Like, they want me to go on tour. They wanted me to go to Europe. They wanted me to go to Japan.
Dang.
So I was like, well, I guess I can't do this teaching thing no more. So so I stepped away. And that was sad because I actually missed the students.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got to go chase the dream, you know. So that was it. 2012, when I started traveling, I was like, oh, I don't want to go back to no 9-to-5. This is it. You know what I mean? It was like, once you see that, it's like, okay, now I'm going to do everything I can to keep that as a part of my life. So that's where it all really began for me.
Man.
That's fucking awesome. Man.
That's quite a so story, awesome. Honestly.
It is. Yeah,
thanks,
that's
quite a story. I like that.
Because we just interviewed
another teacher.
Who's
a rapper, yeah.
Yeah,
rapper. Still teaching, though.
Rappers are the best teachers, and teachers, I think, can make it the best rappers because you got that flexibility where you have, like, your nights off, you got your weekends off to work on your music, you got summers off, you can do tours. So when you're trying to get out in music, I think I think teaching is the best career to have doing it. And it's a really rewarding job where it teaches you how to stay on your toes. It teaches you how to be creative. It teaches you how to reach people. And now when you get on stage, you're doing the same thing. So that's what I say. Teaching is actually what made me a better performer. Because I perform every day for the
kids.
You're
up there in front of everybody. You don't have that nervousness.
That's real.
What did you teach, man?
I taught English and reading to seventh graders. So they was like bad as hell. But but when I told them I rap, they're like, oh, for real? That's cool. Let me hear. You know, like they were all about it. And, you know, if they were good, then I would give them my CDs and stuff like that. I'd be like, awesome. All right, if y'all, you know, everybody be.
Do they know what Mega Man is?
No, not really. Some of them be like, oh, my dad showed me that, you know. My dad used to play that. Oh, that's old school, you know what I mean? They'll try to clown me, like, oh, that's that old stuff. We play Call of Duty, dog. You know, like,
oh, like, you don't know Mega Man.
MC Call of Duty.
You don't know about no Call of MC Call of Duty.
Oh, God, imagine
they
MC
need a,
Halo.
They need a Halo rapper, a Fortnite rapper.
It might be there. You never know, Fortnite, man.
Whatever they
we might inspire somebody right now.
Yo, for real. Name. Hey, there is a Parappa the Rapper.
Oh, there it is.
The original game rapper.
There it is.
Parappa.
Never.
Kick. It's all in the mind.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, one of our.
Parappa's an OG.
Well, Joe knew the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I used to play that back in the day. Kick, punch, it's all in the mind. If you see me, then you will find that something. I got to get rich. Yeah.
What up, Joe?
That game was so hard. That was fun, though.
Once it sped up, though, you're like, damn.
Oh, yeah. It was over with. Once they start going too fast, I'm like,
then it's not fun no more.
Believe it or not, I never played.
Let me get back to the first level.
I never played that.
Right.
I'm going
to start back at the beginning. They need to remake that, man. Like, for the new audience.
Yeah, really?
I think kids would get into that.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
man.
Maybe you should make one.
They'll probably make it like a trap beat now. I'm like, oh, God. Kicking the punch. Hey, all in the mind. Kicking the punch.
Hey, have you ever thought about making your a little video game?
I've thought about it. It's just a lot of work, man. Mm-hmm. You know, I know some people who work and make games, and they always tell me how tough it is. But one day, man, I want a developer to come to me and be like, hey, man, we want to make a game for you. Like, we tried that back in the day, but it was really difficult. And these dudes, they kind of left me high and dry. They started off, and it was like, yeah, we're all about it. And then they were like, sorry, man, this isn't really working out for us. It's not paying off like we thought, you know.
Yeah.
And so... And I was like, well, you know, we're indie. We're in this together. Like, and they were just like, sorry, man. Like, we got to abandon the project. But it was started off real cool. And it was for PC. And then they were going to do it on for iPhone and stuff. And they were like, oh, it's just too hard to port it over.
Oh, man.
But I will one day get a game done.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, imagine you battle. You're in the ring and you got two battle rappers and shit going at it.
That would be cool. That would be really
That's
dope.
That's a million-dollar idea, guys, out there. So I'm copywriting it right now.
Do it. There's a breakdance game or dance battle crew game or something. Kid Koala worked on.
Really?
I forget the name. It's for Nintendo Switch, but it looks really cool. I got to check it out.
Oh, wow.
And, like, some actual B-boys and dancers told me, like, it's legit. Like, they've captured real moves and real, like, real feel.
Yeah, because they had the graffiti one. They had the graffiti video.
Oh, yeah, they had that back in the day. That was actually really good.
Yeah, Echo.
I don't remember. Dance Dance Revolution.
Dance Revolution.
That made damn millions, man.
Oh, man. Wow. People still love that. Yep. In Japan, especially. They go ham over there.
And I was doing the karaoke ones and everything out there.
Oh, yes. Karaoke is the best out there, man.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, if Guitar Hero made it.
Yeah, Guitar Hero is dope.
We need to put our heads together and come up with something, man.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I think it can happen.
So, at what point right now are you on your tour?
We are maybe about a week and a half in. We probably got another week and a half to go. I think we only have maybe one more day off. We're just moving. Like, we did San Diego last night.
How was that?
It was dope. San Diego is always a good time. Great venue, great town. Like, that's where Comic-Con is. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of those folks come out. It's kind of like home, you know. San Diego's dope. That's actually I just realized that was the place, I think I said it last night on stage, that's the venue in the city I played the most times, as Mega Ran. Because Mega Ran was kind of born at Comic-Con, San Diego. Right around that time, Capcom asked me to come out to Comic-Con in 2007. And I played a show that weekend. And that was the first time that as Mega Ran, I played another show. Before that, I was random, you know. But as Mega Ran doing video game rap, it was in San Diego. Oh. That's where it was born.
Yeah, because so, we have Kamikaze coming up on the 20th over here, too.
Oh, yeah. Stan Lee's doing it, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's getting slightly bigger and bigger.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
There was Long Beach Comic Con. Mm-hmm. There's so many of them now.
Yeah.
Like, not too far from here.
I love the fact that there's so many of these cons popping up.
Mm-hmm. So what's next for you?
Well, more touring, of course, but me and MC Lars are finishing the album. It's actually about books. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be really dope. It's called the Dewey Decibel System. Oh, and it's just us taking our favorite books, kind of retelling the stories, adding, bringing them up to date. It's 12 tracks, and it's really dope. The album's done. We just got to get home, put some, you know, the finishing sprinkles on it, mix and master, get the cover art finished. And we did a Kickstarter for it. We were trying to raise $15,000 to put it together, and we raised like $30,000, which was really dope.
Damn.
And I mean, that's all gonna go to like making really top quality videos for it, doing like a booklet for the CD, so it feels like a book experience.
Nice.
You know what I mean? So I feel like books are almost going out of style, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want us to lose that, man. Like, books was my escape before video games. Like, that was my way of getting away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I loved sitting down, reading a short story, just imagining myself in that situation, which is what video games do in a good way. But I think that it's important to not lose what books did for us.
Well, I remember when they had the little booklets in the CDs. You know, you used to open the CD and had a little booklet. It had every little thing on there, photographs, everything you needed, all the, you know.
Pictures.
Everything, man. It was a book.
I was a nerd about that. I'm going to know who produced track one, who they recorded it with, who engineered it. Like, I loved that. And now you don't get that. You buy an album on iTunes, you don't see who produced it, who engineered, none of that.
You got to Google it. Wikipedia.
Yeah, it's on Wikipedia. Yep. Like, they gotta bring that back, man. I would bump the CD while reading who did it. Like, that was just my thing. Like, the shout outs, everything.
Mm-hmm. And even the bonus when it had the lyrics on there.
Yeah, the lyrics were the best.
Yeah,
it's slowly coming back with vinyl, though.
Yeah.
It is.
And there's a lot more people putting out cassettes, too, man.
Yeah.
I did a cassette once. That was fun. Not a lot of people bought it. People would pick it up and be like, ooh, is this a cassette?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like a novelty.
They put it down.
A little novelty thing, you know?
Yeah, because it's like they can't play it. Like, a lot of people don't have it in their car unless they got a really old whip. And, you know, and then nobody got a Sony Walkman just sitting around most times. Man, I went to the store. I actually put it on my Instagram. I was at like a Family Dollar or something. And they had a Walkman there, a Craig Walkman.
Craig, wow.
And that joint was like nice $30.
Oh,
and I was like, yo, that's too much money.
Yeah.
Why is this Craig tape player $30?
Yep.
And they're like, oh, people in the comments are like, well, actually, it's really good quality. It's Craig. I was like, yo, it's a tape player, dog.
It's Craig. Ain't no Sony.
It's Craig.
Man.
It ain't even Sony. I got the
not waterproof.
It ain't got the yellow waterproof joint.
Yeah, the big one.
Yeah. Remember
when it came out where a flip on Sony?
Yep.
Yeah.
That was like the best thing ever, man.
I thought that was so cool.
Yep.
That is what kind of gave me my best idea ever, is because tapes would flip over.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of a long story, but I'll make it short. Back in the day, when my first exposure to rap was MTV, Yo MTV Raps.
Mm-hmm.
Might be aging myself a little bit. I'm old.
I
didn't have any place to record it. I had a Walkman, but I had this kid recorder, so I would sit it by the TV. Hit record whenever the MTV Raps came on. So the raps would play and I would record them on one side of the tape. The other side of the tape, I was playing video games.
Yeah.
And I would record Super Mario Brothers music, Mega Man music, DuckTales music. And I would just take it to school. But I didn't want the kids to tease me, so I wrote like rap tape on both sides. Because I didn't want people to know it was like video games. This is like video games, you court lame dude. I should beat you up. You know, you know what I'm saying? So I would listen and I was playing it and I was listening to Public Enemy or Run DMC, Beastie Boys, all that. And then it would, at the end of the tape, click, it would automatically flip over.
Yeah.
And so when it flipped, click, it was Sonic the Hedgehog. And I was like, yo, this is dope too.
Nice.
And like, that was the moment in my life. I didn't even realize it because I was like eighth grade at that time.
Mm-hmm.
That moment, like having both of them on that one cassette and realizing that I liked both of those things and it was okay to like both of those things.
Dang.
That's really what made me where I am right now.
That's
like,
awesome.
And that was crazy. Like, I didn't think about it then. I'd just been writing down, like making notes about all these, like, what do they call them? In Star Wars, they call them shatter points. Mm-hmm. It's a moment in time that affects everything after that moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I was like, so what are my shatter points? Like, what's a moment in your life where that changed everything? And it's like my uncle passing when I was young, mm-hmm. or, you know, my dad and my mom splitting up, you know, or, and then I was like, well, what else? What's a good thing? And then it was that moment when I was like, click, click. And I was like flipping wow. the tape between Mega Man music mm-hmm. and Big Daddy Kane. I was like, yo, hip hop and video game music. Mm-hmm. They're both dope, you know, like yeah, I can enjoy this. And so that would make me go and research who made the music for this game and mm-hmm. who did this for this, like who produced this beat, you know. And that's really what put me where I am right now.
Yeah.
It just was at a moment that I didn't realize it then. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. looking back, I'm like, that was the beginning. It's yeah. the very first time I mixed my two worlds. You know what I'm saying? Like, and we all had, I don't know if we did, like, we have homies that would come, you have your homies that you go to a football game with, mm-hmm. and you have your homies that you go to a concert with. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They're not always the same people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, that's how it was with me. Like, I would have, like, the rap homies crowd, the sports homies crowd, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And we were just all different. And then one day, I kind of started bringing them all together. And that's where we are now. Now we bring the nerds to the rap show. You know what I'm saying?
You don't see that crowd, man.
And now that you
see it. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to see a bunch of nerds in here rocking out.
It's all good. My brother's a nerd, man. Ah, he's all Final Fantasy. He's a good artist. And all that good stuff.
Well, then he would love this show. I'm going to be doing Final Fantasy raps today.
Wow. Hey, by the way, you are actually, now you mentioned, you are Kanye East, because he said, mm-hmm. I heard once that he was actually making, he wanted to make video game music.
Yeah.
That really? Was his thing, yeah. And that mm-hmm. was his thing. He wanted, he got it. He used to be into that, and he wanted to make video game music, and it made him, you know, who he is now.
What?
So in a that's way, so you're actually.
Well, I don't
there,
know
man.
If I want to be compared to Kanye today.
Oh no, no, of course
Kanye
not.
Kanye is off the deep end, right?
No, I see you wearing not. A red hat, man. So it's all
nah, bruh. Nah,
that guy's nuts
bugging.
Right now, man.
So I'm hoping one day he'll snap out of this and be like, "Man, I was tripping."
Yeah,
but
it's like,
you know,
Kanye, stick to music.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, you can have an opinion on other stuff, mm-hmm. but just be educated.
Yeah,
and know when you're being played. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like this is a situation where you're being played like a fiddle.
Yep,
mm-hmm. and you're just going right along with it for the exposure, and being, you know, it's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, freaking sideshow.
Yeah,
sideshow, man.
It is.
I feel embarrassed for him.
Yeah.
I do. I'm just, like I said, hopefully one day when this is all over, when he's in a different mental space, mm-hmm. he'll be like, man, I was bugging, yo.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
old Kanye
but right now, he is just gung-ho.
I blame the old lady. Put it yeah? out there. I blame the old lady, man.
Yeah. I mean, that ain't helping, that's for sure.
Yeah. He's in love, man.
Yeah, he's in love.
Hey, man, I was listening to this thing you worked on, and I want to know about this, man. What inspired you to write this concept album, or whatever you want to call it? Mm. I call it a concept album, whatever, but Ready to Live. Mm.
Ah, the Biggie tribute album.
Oh, my
album.
God, that's badass, man. Mm-hmm.
So,
I
thank
give you, props
man.
On that, man. That's
my, man, like I said, Biggie was one of my favorite rappers ever. I still think he's one of the greatest. And he was such a big influence to me. Like, I remember skipping school the day Ready to Die came out to go buy the CD. And just ran home. Like, I didn't even go. I didn't go to school. We skipped school. And I just ran home to play it. And I was just, like, mouth wide open the whole time. And that when that came out, we did it in March 2017. Yeah. Because mm-hmm. that was 20 years to the day yeah. of his death. And I felt like, man, this is the best tribute I could give. Because I was like, I looked around. Like, I didn't see Bad Boy doing anything.
Yeah.
I didn't
yeah.
see Diddy doing anything. It was just like, oh, big March 9th. You know, but nobody did it. They didn't do a tribute mm-hmm. for him. So I was like, well, let me try to reimagine some of his classics, like, as myself. Not me trying to be big, but me as a dude who grew up in that era, you know, maybe made some different decisions. Mm-hmm. What would I talk about? So instead of crack commandments, it's 10 gamer commandments. And, you know yeah, what I'm saying? Yeah, like doing nice. Warning and bringing that up to date about getting pulled over by a police officer in, mm-hmm. in 2017 and what that feels like. You know, like the nervousness, you know, just like taking some of those elements that I felt during listening to that album and bringing them into my own world. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just creative writing. That's really all yeah. it was. It's just taking yourself into a new situation, and it helped me with my writing to be like, I'm gonna explore something new. So thank you for bringing that album up, because I love that album, man. Really? Ready to Live is like some of the stuff I'm most proud of. The beats are made by DN3 and Fresh Kills, yes, dude from Toronto.
Really nice.
And yeah, just like I just wanted them to capture those beats, but also redo them again. Yes. Like, I didn't want to just sample them.
Yes,
I wanted to
that.
Remake them, bring them up to date, add new drums, new kicks, new stuff that like they would use today if Biggie made it. So that's really what I was trying to do. But I didn't, also didn't want to like just take the easy way out and just take the Juicy or the Hypnotize, you know, the easy songs. And so you know, we did Big Papa, but I flipped that. It was just like, what is it like when you like a square but you're in the club? You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, I hate this. The music's too loud, they stepping on my toes, the drink's too expensive. Like, this is some bull. You know, so that it's a really fun album. I'm glad you brought that up.
I mean, I love that. I started hearing it and I noticed, I'm like, wait a minute, these are the same, it's the same song, but the sample is flipped.
Yeah,
but it's like that bugged me out, man. Like I was really enjoying it, by the way, man.
It's a cool thing to think about it. Like, I grew up making beats with samples, and like looking at it now, basically pretty much everything that Bad Boy put out was sampling something of the previous era. You know what I'm saying?
It was '70s, '80s. They redid it. And it wasn't even a sample. They redid the whole thing.
Yeah, they would just take, just jack the whole
joke. Oh, yeah, the whole thing.
So now in 2000, in the 2010s, it's like, if you want to sample the work from the 90s, then you're also sampling the work from the 80s.
Yeah.
So it's a cool thing to be like, wow, who exactly are you sampling? Like, if you go make a Big Papa today, are you sampling Biggie or are you sampling the Isley Brothers?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So now it's like, it's a cool thing to think about, like, just to keep stuff throughout the generations. And that's what hip-hop is. It's always building and going forward. I think, man, YG did a song using a Dog Pound, Let's Play House. And I was like, yo, that's so brilliant. Like, you know, because that was his era of gangster rap that he grew up listening
and
to.
And it's happening. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? What, and so now about to bring that to this generation, because now a 17-year-old today don't probably know the Dog Pound. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, now you're bringing them into your world and your inspiration. So I hope that sampling is still something. I love trap beats. I love 808s. I love it, but I don't want sampling to go away. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's the
such
nature.
A big part
that's
of
the root. That's the root of hip hop.
But at the same time, people want to get paid, so they start suing people. You know?
That's a drawback.
So that's what's led to, I think, like the Fruity Loop producers being like, "Oh, well, let's just make an 808 or some silly piano keys."
But it loses a soul, man.
You know what I mean?
It loses a soul
with no soul. But it's like, you know, I can see why people do it, but I'm like, sampling is such a big part of hip hop that it needs to continue. So we gotta also, we gotta do it tastefully. I'm not just gonna just rip it and jack it straight through. You know what I'm saying?
You did it nice.
But that album, it was very important to be like, okay, let's change the drums to this, or let's have the drum patterns hit here. Let's have the sample hit here. But also to the point where you hear it and like, oh, I remember that. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it's all
back.
About. Same thing I do with the video game stuff. It's like, if you know Mario, you know what I'm saying? Then I can take that, and now because your brain already gets it, now I can flip it and be like, you know what I'm saying? And still have fun with it and flip it and be creative. That's what hip hop's all about for me. Like, I taught some history as well as a teacher, so it's like, I'm really important to, for me, it's important to know your past in order to go forward. So that's what that album's about for me. I was like, I didn't see nobody else doing any tributes for Big, and I don't want him to be forgotten. Like, Tupac lives forever, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like Biggie gets a little less, you know, because he had less music, probably less substance. I mean, to be honest, like, it wasn't a lot of substance in a lot of Biggie stuff. It was just a fun time in the moment. But I thought he was incredible, like, what he could do on the mic. So I just didn't want him to be forgotten. So I was like, yo, it's been 20 years. Like, so I have an idea now for the next tribute I want to do next year. I've actually never told anybody, so I'm going to tell you.
Exclusive.
Next year. Because next year it'll be 20 years to the day that Big L died in February.
Oh, man.
So I want to do a Big L tribute next year.
Oh, nice.
I haven't even started it. I haven't thought about it.
That's one of my
but
top.
Big L is another super dope rapper. Yeah. Like, people don't talk about him.
Oh, he's a
and like, he was super good. So I was like, I want to do a tribute to Big L next year.
Nice. Dude, that'll be awesome. Are you gonna do the same kind of? Are you doing the same kind of thing where you're gonna take his beats and
take the beats, take the samples, reflip them, add new stuff, and take some concepts of his. Like, he has a song called Ebonics.
I was about to mention that right now.
It's the biggest one, you know. Yeah. And now, of course, and now we got a whole different set of slang.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can break that down and flip that all into a new thing. Oh, it'd be so dope.
Oh, man. So are you going to do, like, the video game? Maybe flip it with video game technology?
Yo! Yes! Yes, I am.
There
you
go.
Just, oh man. Okay. It's coming now. Uh-oh. Oh, it's definitely coming.
Oh, it's gonna be fresh air mind all night.
Yeah, y'all gonna be the first ones to hear that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Oh, nice.
Man. That's what I'm
gonna
do.
Give us a shout out.
I got you,
go, man.
I got you. Yep. It might be a video game terms like Ebonics flip.
Yeah, I would love to hear it.
Okay.
Damn.
There it is.
Yep. See? It's coming. Oh, so I believe it was maybe February. I think it was February when he passed. So I want to try to get it out around that time next year.
Yeah.
So your ideas come kind of like that, right? That's how you get your ideas?
Yeah.
What do you do? Do you write them down?
I do. Once I get done with y'all, I will be writing that down. You know what I'm saying? It's like that goes into my phone and my notes.
We have it on record here?
You got it here. So once I hear the podcast, I'm like, yep, that's right. So almost I hate to give those ideas out because then I don't want somebody to beat me to it or try to do it. But like, unfortunately, I don't think anybody's really thinking about Big L like that. So that's why I want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to be like, man, this dude was one of the nicest to ever rap.
He never, nobody had a
and
flow like him.
He did not get the props he deserved. Like, he was about to sign with Rockefeller. Like, he could have really been right there with Jay-Z.
Yeah,
like,
big time.
You know what I'm saying?
Who
so, like,
been doing right now, man?
Dude was a beast.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Top. Like you said, like, there's very few people who's ever done the things he can do, like, with punchlines.
Oh, yeah.
So, I can't even, you know, begin. So, it wouldn't even be like me trying to rap like him because I don't think I can do that. But just make sure that is a proper tribute.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, hey, I'm really looking forward to getting on that. That's gonna be that might be the next project. Yeah,
you're welcome, man.
We motivated somebody.
Nice work, y'all.
Mm-hmm. We do the opposite. We don't demotivate people.
Nah, we're always inspired, man. We always
is talking, especially about music, always inspires me for the next idea. Like that's how it happens.
And the weirdest of places to come up with ideas is inside a van.
Oh yeah,
while training in Long Beach.
Inside a
before
van.
Your show.
Yep.
This is
man. I literally wake up out of my sleep with ideas, man. I'll be like sleeping next to my wife. I just hop up.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, "Is everything okay?" I'm like, "No, I gotta go write this down right now." You know
leave
what I
me
mean?
Alone.
I gotta go get on the computer right now.
Okay. I had this dream.
Yeah.
I need to get it out.
I need to see if anybody's done this. That's always my thing. I'm like, I need to find on the internet if anybody's ever thought of this idea.
Yeah.
And when they haven't, then I'm like, I guess I gotta do it. And that's easy how it works. So
that's how it is. That's the true artist right there as an inspiration. Mm-hmm. Like when you get inspired, you have to do it. I'm an artist myself, so we're both artists, me and we're co-artists. Yeah. And I could speak for every artist out there. When you have an inspired, you have to do it. I mean, there's times when you can be driving and you just stop. And you have to write
I'll
it down.
Pull over,
or
like,
and you
write.
Have to or you're at home, you know, sometimes I'm in the bathroom, boom. Idea comes up. You know, I gotta write it down
that's
right away.
Real talk.
On toilet paper like Chris.
There you go.
On toilet paper? Whatever you got, man.
I could just picture him as his toothpaste or his toothbrush holder and a pen right next to it.
I carry a pen on me all the time.
Yo, you should.
I have to all the time. I can't leave my pad without a pen.
Can't be without a pen.
That's the nice thing about the cell phone. You just right there, bang.
Yeah.
But it's better in ink.
Yeah, that's fast. It is, you know, you don't have to look for it. You open it up, type, and you know, autocorrect the messes and everything up sometimes.
Right.
I just write it on my palm. See, I call it my palm pilot right here.
That's funny.
All right, so tell us where people can find you at.
Yo, you can go to MegaRand.com for all of my goodness. I do a wrestling podcast that's also found there.
What's the name of it?
Matt Mania. You can get it on Spotify, iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts. There's show dates are at megaran.com/shows. Merchandise is at megaranmerch.com. Music's at megaranmusic.com. And you catch me on PlayStation Network somewhere playing a video game. And also on Twitter, which is Megaran, not Megaryan.
Hey, Brian, if you're listening, we need collab here.
I'm coming for you. We gotta connect.
Oh, man, that'll be awesome, man. And both of you holding, like, a joystick. You know, like an Atari joystick going at it.
One day, I'm going to meet her. I am. And this is all going to be mentioned. This is all going to be said to Meg Ryan. Yep.
I'm gonna send her a message.
Yeah,
somehow,
got
someway, I'll find it.
Really? You going to send her a message?
I'll find it.
You used to have your AOL account?
If you get a hold of her agent,
might find her on MySpace.
AOL, what's Instant Messenger?
Then they just get rid of that?
You can aim. Yeah, AIM just died. Mm. Yeah, it's finally dead.
Too many people hooked up on
that. I met some
that.
Good friends on AIM.
Oh, yeah, really, huh?
Yeah, I did too, man. That
I did.
Great.
Like, we used to talk hip-hop on AIM a lot.
Oh, yeah. I remember,
The original Chunky Lover from The Simpsons. Chunky Lover 76.
Yeah.
Some of the good names, man.
Chunky Lover 76.
I still have an AOL account. I forgot my password.
That was Homer Simpsons, man.
I was Random 2G, which shows me
that
how,
was you?
Shows how old my years was. I was like, 2G, that's what, 2000 is going to be the end of the world. So I need to be 2000 first.
I still remember having an Earthlink email, man.
Wow.
That's like, early, man. Dang, that's early.
So early.
My AOL was Mind on Hold.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. It was one of the name of my album, one of the songs of my album. So I'm like, let me try it out. Let's see what people think about this. And people used to question me, what does that mean? And like, started a conversation.
That's dope. And do you have a merch page? I saw some shirts up there. I'm like, dude.
Oh, yeah. MegaRamMerch.com has all of that. For tour, we do exclusive stuff. So, yeah, our merch is crazy on the road.
Like, yeah, I saw your Bees and Bud. I was looking at that one.
Yeah, nice. And me and MC Lars, we have a split shirt. It's him on the front, me on the back. Hmm. Yeah, man, we do a lot of crazy, cool stuff for the road. Merch is our lifeblood. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like concerts are great. Music's also great. But, you know, you got to give people a memory and a moment to take home with them. And what so we work really hard with great
Not
artists.
That, but you show your the fans show your appreciation.
That's true.
Buying your stuff. Man.
What is it again?
That's like,
man? What is it again?
MegaRanMerch.com.
Mega what?
MegaRanMerch.com.
Nice. One more time.
MegaRanMerch.com.
There it is.
Go there. Guys. Support the homie, guys.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for having me. We won't. We want to hold you.
It.
I know you want to go eat.
Thank you.
You got a show to play.
Now get out of my van.
We're stinking it up, man. All right, guys.
First interview in the van. I like it.
Oh, this is awesome, man.
This is awesome.
We had some weird place, but this is cool, man.
We
survived Long Beach.
We did the Long Beach storm of 2018.
Oh, and we just got thunder and lightning. Oh,
and you don't have your windshield. We drove his bug.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You said you ain't got no windshield
wiper. Yeah,
I guess passenger makes a windshield wiper.
Yep.
Oh, wow. There, you hear, guys?
This is coming down, dude.
Some thunder and lightning.
But thank y'all for having me, man. Awesome, and for coming out, man. I appreciate it. I hope you guys can hang for some of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's going to be like nothing you've ever seen.
We're going to have to wait till the rain comes out.
There you go. All right.
All right, man.
Peace.